Fook, Lindsay, Dusty, Super Bowl truth or for Modest Mouse tickets. And our first contestant is Sterling from Utah County.
Hey, Sterling.
What's up, man? Who's your pick, dude? Who do you like?
I don't know. I just hope it's a good game.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
You really don't think you're completely you've broken from reality so much that you don't think that the Panthers are going to slaughter the Broncos.
It's going to be a slaughter, but I just want it to be a good game. I don't want it to be horrible.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. I don't think talking about it makes anybody jinx it. I also want it to be a good game, but the Broncos prevailing with the last final 2-minute drive from Peyton.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into your truth and fart, dude. The first player ever cut by the Panthers was former pro wrestler Bill Goldberg. Truth or... True, actually.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
That's weird.
All right, we continue. The coldest Super Bowl ever was Super Bowl XXVI. What is that, 27?
That's 26.
26.
26.
Hate the Roman numerals. That would be 1992 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Is that true or?
Joe, we'll go true with that one.
Nope.
Oh.
It's weird because that would be in the dome. The coldest was actually 39 degrees at Tulane Stadium in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's weird. The Super Bowl forecast for this Sunday is 70 degrees.
Ooh.
Forecast is super.
Man, that's beautiful.
Let's go for a Roman numeral question. The NFL decided not to use Roman numerals for Super Bowl 50 because it would have made this Super Bowl Super Bowl L, and they wanted no association with L for loser. Is this true or fart?
Well, wait, is it for loser or what? No, because I'm going to say...
Oh, man. That's actually true? Oh.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl 50. This 5-0.
Saudi.
This time.
Yeah, the proper way to do it would not be five X's, huh? It would just be the L.
Be the
giant L.
Quintuple X is cooler.
So let's just call your performance a quintuple X.
Let's call it similar to what Peyton Manning's might be.
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on for a second. It's quite possible that this guy could also be fooled by our crafty questions. And then we'd go to a tiebreaker. So hang on, Sterling.
All right.
Super Bowl truth or fart for Modest Mouse tickets. Who is Sterling playing against?
Sterling's playing against Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
All right. Are you courageous enough to make a prediction about who might win the Super Bowl?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Panthers, but I'm rooting for the Broncos.
Okay. The shape of a football is trapezoidal. Truth or?
I'll go through.
That would be a fart.
Ben, have you seen a football before?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what trapezoidal is.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Nobody here is Euclid, all right?
All right.
The shape of a football, however, is oblong.
Hmm.
Oblong. Guy Fieri's Super Bowl buffet costs $700 to get into this year. Truth or Ben?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Guy Fieri, you know, the dude that says, welcome to Flavortown, brother. His Super Bowl buffet cost $700 to get into this year.
I'm going to go true.
That is true. Welcome
very good.
To Flavortown. Yeah. He's basically got a nacho bar and a pulled pork bar and a Guy Fieri, here's what my taint tastes like bar.
Oh, jeez.
But worth every penny. Hey, congratulations, man. You've got Modest Mouse tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Hang on for 1 second. We'll let you know how to get all your stuff. Go Broncos.
Yep, yep. Or go ponies. Is that what you called them, Lindsay? What were you calling the Broncos? Horses? Ponies?
Horses?
Yeah.
Horses and cats.
Go horses.
It's horses and cats.
Yeah. Mm.